The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence before him as we worship him in the beauty of holiness in this hour. And he showed me a pure river of water, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. And in the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manners of fruits and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse, for the throne of God and of the Lamb are in it, and his servants shall serve him, and they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their forehead. And there shall be no night there, and they need no candle, neither the light of the sun, for the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and forever. And Jesus shall reign where'er the sun doth his successive journeys run, his kingdom stretch from shore to shore, till moon shall wax and wane no more. Behold the islands with their kings, and Europe her finest tribute brings. From north to south the princes meet to pay their homage at his feet. What a wonderful Savior, ladies and gentlemen. Keep looking up. Jesus is coming soon. Let's pray together. Our Father, we are grateful that we have the blessed hope of the return of our Lord. He said he would come back, and we believe it. If not today, we look for him tomorrow. We ask your blessings upon this service. I pray, dear Lord, that you'd bless the music, the message, the invitation. I pray that you'd continue your blessings upon the church. As we look around, we know there are people here today with burdened hearts. Some are grieving the death of loved ones. Some perhaps have lost a job or lost something else that was precious to them this week. We know you're able to lift up the fallen, to cheer the sad, to save the lost. We pray for those dear people down in Florida and up the eastern seaboard. Loss of life, destruction, and death in their homes and their businesses, their automobiles. So much to grieve today, but help them to look up as well. And help us to know that you are in control. Now bless our pastor as he comes. The most important hour of this hour is the hour of preaching your word. Open our hearts and minds. Fill the pastor with thy spirit. Anoint him afresh and anew. Give him physical strength and spiritual stamina to preach your word in this hour. In Jesus' name we pray, and with thanksgiving, amen.